Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day of our lesson about coffee houses. We already talked a little bit about the origin of coffee houses, where they began, and of course, some of the history and background to coffee. So many people love coffee. They drink it every day, maybe even a couple of times a day. Well, we have a three-day lesson about coffee houses. I hope you're interested. I mean, maybe you don't even like coffee. Do you like coffee, Carolyn?
I do like coffee. I don't drink it every day, but I think it's really nice when I need a boost of energy. And I know that my dad actually loves coffee, and he does drink it every morning. He drinks an entire pot of coffee every morning.
Whoa, your dad and my dad sound like they would be good friends, because my dad has been addicted to coffee before, and sometimes he would get headaches if he didn't have coffee for a while. Did that ever happen?
Yes, it did, but now I think my dad is drinking mostly decaf, so there's not any caffeine in the coffee.
All right, well, some people certainly do love coffee. I like it, but I don't need it every day. Anyhow, we are going to learn more about coffee houses today, so open up your magazine and let's begin.
Coffee houses. Thanks to Starbucks, coffee houses can now be found all over the world. And the coffee house phenomenon continues to grow. As of July last year, Starbucks boasted 17,651 coffee houses in countries around the world. While some folks head for the nearest Starbucks when desperate for coffee, other coffee aficionados want something more. They look for coffee places that offer extra special coffee. These shops offer specialty coffee blends or signature coffee drinks.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Will that be a small, medium, or large cup? We're back for day two of our culture article, where we'll be looking at just how popular coffee has become. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Phenomenon. Phenomenon is a noun. Angry Birds is a popular gaming phenomenon. Desperate. Desperate is an adjective. David is desperate to get a ride to the city. Blend. Blend is a verb. If you blend blue and red, you get purple. Espresso. Espresso is a noun. John enjoyed a cup of espresso with his breakfast. Your more information words are aficionado. Aficionado is a noun. Signature. Signature is a noun. Sounds like we're going to learn a lot of great information.
It's nice to be able to go to a coffee house that has a special drink. And at the beginning of the article today, we see that thanks to Starbucks, coffee houses can now be found all over the world. And the coffee house phenomenon continues to grow. So it sounds like Starbucks is pretty responsible for just how popular coffee is around the world.
That's right. Whenever you see that phrase, thanks to something, that means you know that's the reason for something. So Starbucks may be one of the biggest reasons for the popularity of coffee around the world. And coffee house phenomenon. We're talking here about a key word, the word phenomenon. A phenomenon is something that you can observe. It's something that happens that you can observe, you can watch as it happens. Maybe as something continues to grow or develop, you can see how it develops. That's a kind of phenomenon.
And it's also something that's usually a bit unique or something you didn't expect. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to imagine that there would be coffee houses all over the world just because of one company. Mm-hmm. But it continues to grow. So there are still more and more coffee houses being built, and people are going to them every day.
That's right. Well, there are many kinds of phenomena. That's the plural, phenomena. There are many phenomena in the world. Recently, or I guess over the last couple of years, we've been seeing this phenomenon with social networking and seeing how you can observe the way that people do social networking and do things online. Well, we're talking about the phenomenon of coffee now, and we continue in our lesson. As of July last year, Starbucks boasted 17,651 coffee houses in countries around the world. That's a lot of coffee houses, Carolyn, just for Starbucks.
That is a lot of coffee houses, and we see there's this word boast. Starbucks boasted this large number of coffee houses. And if you boast something, then here it just means that you own it. Mm-hmm. They have 17,651 coffee houses around the world.
That's right. It's kind of a fact about them. But of course, they're able to boast about it because it makes them sound good. That's why you can use this word boast. You could also use this word in another way, like that restaurant boasts excellent service. Of course, other things are nice there, but their service is excellent. They boast excellent service at that restaurant.
So it's to have something that you're very proud mm-hmm. of and you want to let other people know about. Well, now it's time for us to spend some time with Ken and Steve in the Information Cloud.
Hi, friends. Have you ever wondered how Starbucks got its name? Maybe it had something to do with stars or bucks?
Good guess, Ken, but I'm afraid that's not the case. When the three co-founders of Starbucks started the company in Seattle, Washington in 1971, they had a meeting to decide what to name their new company.
One man was an English teacher, one a history teacher, and one a writer. And so they picked the name from the classic American novel, Moby Dick, and the name was Pequot.
Now, Ken, I don't know about you, but I would hesitate to drink a hot cup of Pequot.
I don't blame you, Steve. Pequot is the name of the whaling ship in Moby Dick, but it's not a very savory name for a coffee house. Good thing one of the partners rejected the name.
So after more discussion, all three settled on another name from Moby Dick, Starbuck, which is the name of the chief mate on the Pequot. And since there are three partners, they simply added an S, officially making the name Starbucks.
And the rest, as we say, is history. 今天的课文讲到 Starbucks 星巴克在全球各国开了超过 17,000家咖啡店 我们不妨来看看 Starbucks 这个名字的由来 在1971年 星巴克成立的时候 几个合伙人讨论公司的命名 有人提议用美国的著名小说 Moby Dick 白鲸记里头 那艘船的船名 Pequot 当作公司的名称 但随即被否决。后来再经过了一些脑力激荡, 大家同意采用Pequot这艘船的大副的名字, Starbuck。 但因为合伙人有三个, 所以他们又在Starbuck后面加上了S, 变成复数, 于是一个叫做Starbucks的公司诞生了。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, Steve and Ken, for that insightful bit about the origin of Starbucks. Let's continue with our lesson about coffee houses. While some folks head for the nearest Starbucks when desperate for coffee, other coffee aficionados want something more. So, of course, a lot of people think about Starbucks when they think about coffee. But it's not just about Starbucks. There's so much more. Isn't that right, Carolyn?
There is a lot more, but many people, when they are desperate for their coffee, they just think of Starbucks. But we see this word desperate. They're desperate for coffee means that they need coffee. They must have it. Otherwise, something bad might happen.
That's right. When you're desperate for something, you cannot do without it. When I hear someone say, I'm desperate, and they don't specify what they mean, that means they might be desperate for a boyfriend or for a girlfriend. But you can say, I'm desperate for something. That means I need something in my life, like coffee.
That's right. Well, we see another great long word in that sentence. Coffee aficionados want something more. So many people just think of Starbucks, but coffee aficionados want something a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And this word is used to refer to a kind of person who has a great knowledge about a certain subject or is very supportive of something. So these people probably know a lot about coffee here.
That's right. They probably know about the different ways that coffee is prepared, and they know a lot about coffee and what it tastes like. They are aficionados. Well, let's continue. They look for coffee places that offer extra special coffee. And there are many of those places around the world. And even maybe in your city, there might be some places that offer extra special coffee. It's just a little bit different.
That's right. These shops offer specialty coffee blends or signature coffee drinks. So they have something that is very unique to that shop. If it's a signature coffee drink, that means that it's their specialty. It's something that they have made themselves that you probably can't find anywhere else.
That's right. Someone's signature something. I think of Michael Jackson. The moonwalk is his signature dance move. When you see the moonwalk, you know, oh yeah, that's Michael Jackson's dance move. It's his signature dance move. So you can use that word in many different ways. Right now it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 phenomenon 这个名词。据它的重音在 no 这个音节念成 phenomenon。Phenomenon 是指现象。例如 the phenomenon of bullying has already existed for a long time. 霸凌的现象已经存在很久了。它的复数形式字尾的 om 变成 a, 变成 phenomena。例如 as a reporter, you should study various social phenomena. 身为一名记者你应该研究各种社会上的现象。继续我们来看的是 desperate, 这个形容词。Desperate 在这里是指渴望的或者是极度需要的。例如 ,at the audition, you can see many young talents desperate to be on stage. 试镜的时候你可以看见许多年轻有才华的人渴望站上舞台。Desperate 也指绝望的。例如 ,while isolated, patients might feel desperate and lonely. 隔离的时候病人可能会觉得绝望以及孤单。
Well, if you're just joining us, we've been talking about coffee houses and how this phenomenon has grown over the years and even over the centuries. And of course, we even learned a little bit about the origin of Starbucks with Steve and Ken. But we also learned that some people don't like to settle just for Starbucks. They like extra special coffee. They are coffee aficionados. And of course, we're going to be learning a little bit more about some special coffee houses in the next part of our reading today.
Coffee houses. In Brazil, serious coffee drinkers visit Isabella Rapaceres. The owner of this coffee house named for her is familiar with coffee growing. She is also skilled in roasting and blending.She travels the world to learn everything she can about coffee. Her shop boasts an amazing espresso blend. Those in the Philippines head to the nearest Figaro coffee shop. This shop serves delicious coffee of several different blends. Their flavored beans are made through a special process that puts the flavor right into the bean. This results in a delicious, long-lasting flavor.
That does sound like some very delicious coffee with the flavor right there in the bean. But before we get to that, at the beginning of this section, we see in Brazil. So we've moved on to Brazil. Serious coffee drinkers visit Isabela Rapocieras. Oh, so this sounds like a very nice place to go. And we see the owner of this coffee house named for her is familiar with coffee growing. So the name of the coffee house is also this woman's name.
That's right. So she is familiar with coffee growing. Well, let's take a look at that phrase, to be familiar with something. That means she knows something about this. Maybe she's an aficionado. She knows something about coffee. She's familiar with it. But how else could you use that phrase, familiar with?
Well, you could be familiar with anything that you know a lot about. Perhaps you are a businessman or a businesswoman, and you are very familiar with banking, or you're very familiar with accounting. You could be familiar with many different types of things.
That's right. Or maybe you are learning a new language, like English, and you hear a word that you've never heard before. And you could say, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that word. Could you explain it to me? Don't be ashamed to ask that. If you're not familiar with something, you can ask for an explanation. So we're talking about serious coffee drinkers here who like to go to this coffee house. Well, how do we continue?
Well, she is also skilled in roasting and blending. So not only is she very familiar with coffee growing, but she also knows about roasting and blending coffee.
That's right. She's skilled in these things or in these areas. Let's take a look at that word from the word bank. It is blend. When you blend something together, that means you mix it together. But it's not like mixing salad together with salad dressing. That doesn't really blend. We're talking about mixing maybe liquids together. You blend them together.
That's right. And sometimes I think about blending colors, if you want to make a different shade of a color or a new color. If you take the color red and the color blue, blend them together, you get purple. So you blend things together and it can give you a very beautiful color or a very wonderful flavor of coffee.
And if you are like this woman, Isabela Rapocieras, then you know how to grow coffee, you know how to roast it, and you know how to blend it. She must be really good at what she does. We're continuing to learn about here. She travels the world to learn everything she can about coffee. Now that is a coffee aficionado.
Yes, she sounds very dedicated to knowing as much as she can about coffee and learning about coffee all over the world. We also see that her shop boasts an amazing espresso blend. Oh, so she has her own signature drink, it sounds like.
Yes, it does sound like her signature drink is this espresso blend. Let's take a look at that word from the word bank. It is espresso. And sometimes I do think of espresso when I think of coffee. Espresso is when you take nearly boiling water and you push the water through these coffee beans to make this espresso. And there is a lot of caffeine in espressos, a little more than just regular coffee. Of course, espresso is used to make lots of different kinds of coffee drinks. Do you ever drink espresso?
Well, if I drink espresso, it's always in a very small cup because the coffee is so strong. It's a very strong flavor, and it does have a lot of caffeine.
That's right. So if you need to sleep at night and caffeine affects you, then don't have espresso too late in the day. Well, we're going to continue with this lesson. We're learning about the Philippines now, okay? Those in the Philippines head to the nearest Figaro coffee shop. The nearest Figaro coffee shop. What do we know about this?
Well, this shop serves delicious coffee of several different blends. So this seems to be a very popular coffee shop in the Philippines. And we see why. Their flavored beans are made through a special process that puts the flavor right into the bean.
I like that. It puts the flavor right into the bean. Okay, it seems like they're doing a really good job making these beans very special. And this results in a delicious, long-lasting flavor. I think that's probably what makes this shop special, is the long-lasting flavor of these coffee beans. If you make it the right way, it will last for a long time. Well, it's time for us now to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll go and see Michelle in the language lab.
Ah, the rich smell of fresh coffee.
Ah, yes. Give me a cozy room with soft chairs and a cup of coffee.
Give me a place where roasting coffee beans is serious business.
However you look at it, we love coffee!
Coffee houses date back to 1475. And now, thanks to Starbucks, they can be found all over the world.
Thank you, Starbucks! The coffee house phenomenon continues to grow. Now Starbucks has over 17,000 coffee houses around the world.
People desperate for coffee head there. Mm-hmm. But some coffee aficionados want something more. They look for places with extra special coffee, like Isabella Raposeiras in Brazil.
Brazil? That's a long way to go for coffee.
Yes, but the owner is familiar with coffee growing. She's also skilled in roasting and blending it. She travels the world, learning everything she can.
Hmm. Hey, speaking of travel, let's head to the nearest Figaro coffee shop.
Sure. Where is that?
In the Philippines. Ah, their flavored beans are made through a special process for a delicious, long-lasting flavor.
Well, what are we waiting for?
I haven't finished my coffee yet.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 blend 这个动词。blend 是指混合或调配。例如 the chef blended the butter with some salt. 这位主厨将奶油加了些盐进去。blend 也可以当名词，意思是指咖啡的口味。例如 the barista blended four different kinds of coffee beans for the coffee shop's house blend. 这位咖啡师傅混合了四种咖啡豆作为他们咖啡厅的招牌咖啡。最后我们看的是 espresso 这个名词。espresso 是指意式的浓咖啡。例如 the customer ordered a double espresso. 这位客人点了双份的 espresso。和意式咖啡相关的字还有 cappuccino, C-A-P-P-U-C-C-I-N-O。cappuccino 是 espresso 加上一定比例的牛奶泡沫制作而成的。就因为它是一个意大利文，所以后面的两个 C 发成ch的音念成 cappuccino。And now let's see what the other teachers are up to.
We've been talking all about coffee houses around the world today. We talked about Starbucks and chain coffee houses and how popular they are all over the world. But we've also talked a little bit about smaller coffee houses that have signature drinks or special blends. And I wonder, which do you prefer?Do you like to go to a coffee house that's part of a chain where you know exactly what kind of drinks they will have each day? Or do you prefer something a little more special when you go to drink your coffee? What about you, Gabe?
Carolyn, I think I prefer something a little more special because I've been to all the big coffee houses. Actually, do you remember when we went to Taidong and we went to a pretty special coffee house down there? They serve some...pretty interesting coffee, and I think that the person must have been an aficionado. She really knew what she was doing.
Well, there are lots of different ways and different places that you can enjoy coffee, and I hope that you will join us again tomorrow as we continue learning more about coffee houses. See you then!
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
My uncle has always been dangerous. Right now, he just wants to make my family sorry for what my father did to him. He obviously knows who Sherry is and that she is an heir to my father's fortune. To him, this is his big chance for revenge. With Sherry out of the way, he'll gain control of the entire family business and ruin my life.
You mean he might kill her?
Or he could just decide to scare her and make sure she leaves the country without getting her money. That way, he could ruin me without actually having to kill anybody.
Are you sure we want to look for this guy?
We don't have a choice. Sherry's life is in danger. We do have one advantage, though.
You're pretty optimistic. What is it?
Surprise! He doesn't know that I've met her, and that I also know who she is.
Slow down, Huang Feihong. You almost hit that car. We're more useful to Sherry alive than dead.
Sorry.
Where are we going? I feel like I'm the one who's being kidnapped.
Our family has a small farm where we keep a few pigs and ducks. It's always been my uncle's favorite place. He built a small house out there before he left for the States.
And you think your uncle took Sherry to the farmhouse?
I'd bet my last dollar he did.
The problem is that we have no real proof of anything. What if we're wrong?
Well, we'll soon find out.
Will Jason and Jun Fan be able to find and help Sherry? Tune in again and listen to the next episode of The Stranger.